an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Robin Zander and Tom Peterson are both here tonight from Cheap Trick. It is an honor to meet you, gentlemen.
It's an honor to be here.
Yeah. They don't know how to respond to that.
That scared us.
I brought my best of Cheap Trick just to... She's got a little nick in it. But just in case. I was thinking to myself, I'm not sure what we're doing tonight. If Cheap Tricks, we're going to play some Cheap Trick, some new Cheap Trick, some old Cheap Trick. I just brought my best of Cheap Trick because I was like, we got to hear Dream Police. That was my thought before I left the house. And we don't normally get to play the stuff we want to play because we don't get to play songs. But even if we did get to play songs, we'd have to listen to some, you know, whatever the kids are banging their heads to these days. To me, I started Cheap Trick ass kissing well into last week, by the way.
Yep.
Saying that Cheap Trick was sort of a crossover, sort of new wave band back, rock meets new wave back before rock met new wave. Yes?
Yes.
Is that right?
That sounds good.
That's good. We're going to use that from now on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I could remember everyone was just listening to Zeppelin and Ted Nugent and Yes and stuff, and then Cheap Trick came around, and it was sort of, to me, Cheap Trick sort of was a soft cushion between, between Ted Nugent and Elvis Costello. Like, here's something that's sort of not rock, not new wave, or has elements of each, and it's a nice way to usher that in. Would you agree with that? Where'd you guys get your influence from?
Well, I think all of us had different kind of influences, but we're from Chicago, first of all. We all grew up around there.
Mm-hmm.
English rock, probably the 60s.
Yeah, like who?
Yes.
Yardbirds, Beatles, Stones, Kinks, Who.
But you guys were sort of kooky when bands weren't too kooky. You know what I mean? I mean, you guys seemed like you had a sense of humor when other bands, you know, every album cover was the guys with their arms crossed and their backs sort of half turned to the camera looking over their shoulder like they were angry. They had to take a picture for the record. Just full of, you know, BS bravado. And you guys were sort of nuts.
We had the motorcycles on one side and the bikes on the other and that kind of weird stuff.
Yeah, like you guys had a sort of adolescent, semi-retarded sense of humor.
Exactly.
Right?
It was kind of a goof on all that stuff. We hated all these people that were...
So serious.
It was all serious. Our joke was, you know, these guys would get up there and they'd plug the guitar into the tuner and they'd just be in ecstasy.
Right.
We started out, we imitated other bands, like Queen and stuff, and he's just poking fun at them.
Yeah, music has always had a lot of sort of bravado attached to it. I don't, you know, like, even, you know, and I don't know when that started, probably in the 60s, and it just sort of kept going on through. But I never really appreciated feeling like the band was going to kick my ass after I listened to the record or something. And guys in bands are notorious pussies anyway. I think it's over. Not Cheap Trick, but that's the point. They didn't have a chip on their shoulder. They didn't have to overcompensate like other bands did. All right, so Cheap Trick is going to, we're going to hear something off the new CD called The Special One, and they're going to be playing at the Aerofest, which is coming up this Saturday, October 4th. Who else is playing on this bill?
A lot of the bands we used to poke fun at.
Yeah, we'll get some new ideas.
Yeah, right.
Is this sort of an all-star lineup?
Yeah, I think it's Yes, Journey, Foreigner.
Wow.
And somebody else.
We know it's weird when we're the youngest band on the bill.
Well, I love Cheap Trick, and we're going to hear some stuff off their new CD. But I think we're going to play Dream Police before the night's over, just for a little air drum session. You know what I'm saying? All right. And Drew.
Yeah.
Did you ever know Cheap Trick was from Chicago?
No.
Never would have guessed.
No, not even.
But
no.
Never had any thoughts about where they're from.
Right. It's everywhere.
Or nowhere. No, Cheap Trick was always a weird band to try to put a label on.
In our bio, it said the band without a past or something like that. You know?
Well, it was always like everyone knows Cheap Trick. Everyone knows the names, the faces, and the songs. Nobody seems to be able to attach any lineage to the band? Like, I didn't know if they were from Scotland or England or is this?
Yes.
It was hard to tell. Like, I didn't even know Led Zeppelin was from England until I was like 22. I didn't know where the hell anyone was from. But Cheap Trick didn't just seem like a band that came from some weird planet, and I didn't know where they're from. All right, so
French.
Chicago. All right, let's get to the phones and speak to Marshall, who's 19. Marshall.
Pound me in the ass, I got on.
Yeah.
That's
no, we don't want to talk to him?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Oh, he hung up. Yeah. A lot of Cheap Trick fans out in the street, by the way, not just Marshall over here. Lots of people driving up, standing around.
Yeah, I'm
not sure what they're waiting
for.
But I don't understand what they're waiting for. If Cheap Trick's already in the studio.
They didn't know you were here?
Oh, maybe they didn't know.
Yeah, they knew. We came through and they saw me.
Wow, maybe they're just waiting
maybe
for
the
you
way
to
out. Yeah, they can get you.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't like feeling like I'm like the booby prize on my show. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, it's Adam. Hey.
Yeah, they bum rushed my car. And they went, oh.
It's just the star of the show. Oh. Kelsey?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm having some, we don't really know what's going on, but every time me and my boyfriend have sex, it still really hurts like it's the first time.
Mm-hmm. How close to the first time is it?
We had sex for the first time 3 months ago.
How many times have you been trying since then?
Pretty often, like, probably about once, like, every 2 weeks we try, but it's just...
You've tried about 6 times then.
Well, right. Yeah, probably more than that, though.
God bless Kelsey for trying.
Yeah.
And do you use
How old's your boyfriend?
He's 18.
Do you use a condom? Oh, boy.
Yes, we do.
Hmm. Well, this may be your body telling you you're not ready for this, right? Because one of the more common reasons that women get pain at the point of insertion is because of spasm of those muscles down there. That's because maybe you're nervous.
Right. That's what I kind of figured, but I wasn't for sure anything.
Well, I'm glad you figured it. Now let's sort of empower you to follow those feelings and maybe say, hey, I'm not quite ready for this.
Or you get some wine coolers and you push through. You know? I mean, that's what my dad, I remember he sent my sister down. He said, there's two ways you go. The coward's route. Or you could take these, and he slid some wine coolers to her.
It would be fair. She,
I remember that.
She was 16.
That's good
Kelsey's
advice.
Kelsey's 15.
Oh, Kelsey's 15. Yeah. 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 I mean, I think my dad knew that while he didn't want to see his daughter go through that, he knew the frustration of being a 16, 17-year-old boy and what that's about, too.
Not being able to penetrate.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Well, we've been together for like a year and a half now.
I'm glad about that, but if that's true and if he cares about you, maybe he'll slow down a little
bit.
You didn't meet him. Hold on. You didn't meet him when you were 13, did you?
No.
14.
Yeah.
Okay. Because even 14 and 16 or 17 is a little bit...
It's a little weird.
It's a good couple of years there.
It's a meaningful difference.
It's a
freshman and a junior.
It depends. I mean, she could be in the 8th or 9th grade. He could be a junior in high school. You know, that's a little creepy.
Yeah.
All right. How old is he? Is he a senior now?
He just graduated.
Out.
Oh, he just graduated.
Yeah.
She's a sophomore.
And you're in the 10th grade?
Yes.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that's a little...
It's a little weird. Is he going to college?
Huh?
No.
No,
that means no.
Well, right now.
Getting a study job.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Huh? With college is the equivalent to, what do you do for a living? Right now. Right now, it's never followed by an orthopedic surgeon. Just, right now. Right now means, sit down. There's a story here. Right now, blew my knee out. You know, there's a little grunt, especially if the guy adjusts his pants a little bit. Right now, I'm between... Yeah, it's always right now. Between.
Well, it's always going to be right now. I have some menial job while I get ready for the Supreme Court. Supreme Court justice.
So,
yeah, right now I'm waiting tables, but I'm going to be governor of California. Well, it could be.
You know, it's the Challenger disaster put me behind a couple of months. I'm a flight coordinator over there. Right now, I'm painting parking lots. But as soon as we get the funding, it's always right now. And has anyone ever said, like, right now, rock band,
yes,
right now, astronaut? No one says right now.
Anything worthwhile.
Tail hooker.
No.
Navy. I fly off carrier decks, fly F-14s.
Right now,
you know,
right
Tomcat?
Now.
Yeah, that's my plan.
Right now.
Yeah, no, never said. No, that starts with an inhale.
Yeah.
I fly Tomcats. You know, that's the nasal.
Actually, interestingly, the volume and tone drop as opposed to going up, which is right now.
Right now.
As opposed to, I fly Tomcats.
Fly Tomcats. Okay.
Lisa? Yeah, are you there?
This is you?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, what's up?
I don't know if you guys are going to remember, but I called like a week ago.
Yeah.
And
whatever.
Hey, what's up? Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to like tell you guys how your show helped me and everything like that. And I called like a week ago. My mom has Huntington's chorea and she has 6 months to live, and my dad's in the
You know, I don't do remember this. Remember her?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're talking about the disease.
That was a tough one, yeah.
Right.
And you were having trouble sort of having a life. You were having trouble talking to people because you were busy taking care of everybody, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, I took your advice, and I tried to go to Al-Anon. And I tried to go there in the past.
Yeah.
But I can't open up to, like, a bunch of strangers, so that didn't work out, so...
Well, you can get a you can get a sponsor and get a relationship with somebody, and then they won't be a stranger anymore.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. Everybody, like, looked at me with sympathy in their eyes. I can't stand that. But at any rate... So then I tried to go again afterwards, and it didn't work out. So then I was just ready to give up, and I listened to something Adam said to somebody. He said that if you're not going to get therapy for yourself, at least get it for your kids.
Oh, I did?
I started thinking about how, like, I've been reflecting on my brothers and sisters.
Right now I'm doing a radio show.
Yeah, and?
And so then I started realizing that I need to do something, if not for me, for them.
All right.
And I was reading your book. And I don't, I'm very against drugs and alcohol, so I don't have any problems like that.
My book.
I was able to relate a really lot.
You're talking about the book I just cracked. You're talking about my book.
Yeah, it was amazing, too. I really have to compliment you.
What do you think she was talking about? You know,
maybe our book. Maybe our book.
No.
Yeah.
Your
book. It was really great, and it really got me to thinking about how lucky I am that I'm not like that.
Good.
So I decided to go into therapy and everything like that, and I went to therapy on Monday.
Wow.
And I seemed to really be able to open up to the person and everything. I just wanted to let you guys know that it was, like, mainly because of you and... your show and everything like that, and although you're not thinking you're helping people, you really are.
Well, Lisa, thank you. That's you.
Well, it's not that we don't think we help people; it's that we don't worry about it that much.
I mean,
it's songs of checks.
I've been listening to you guys for like years.
Bruce said that's always been his motto. Off
the air. Helped me a really lot.
What's that,
Lisa? That's great. It would be a honor if we actually contribute meaningfully, because you've got quite a load you're dealing with, and if you can make it. Less, you know, more comfortable, less painful, and more productive. That's a big deal.
Oh, good. Well, listen. Usually, we don't help people.
Well, usually we're trying. We're busy trying to change the culture, not so much the individuals we're talking to, right?
Right.
We're trying to
we don't have a lot of individual success stories.
We're
on
not
this
trying
show.
To do that. It's ridiculous.
It'd be nice if someone was helped once in a while.
Yes. Well, you know.
There you go. All right. Look at us making a difference. One screwed up teen at a time. I'm going to hear a Cheap Trick song.
All right.
Call and then hear a Cheap Trick song?
Yes. One more call.
We got to figure about when we're going to hear Dream Police, too, because that's going to be very important. Very important. You ever do any air drumming to that song?
No, I wasn't one of those guys.
How old were you when, let's say, Live at Budokan came out, huh?
You're going to have to give me a year.
78? Yeah?
How old was I?
Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Good guess. 19.
Get a lot of that up in, where were you?
Amherst? No.
Not a lot of Cheap Trick up there. What year was it in 1978 when you were in Amherst? Yeah,
42.
71?
42.
Oh, in the 40s.
Yeah, 42.
Oh, you guys, the war hadn't even started
yet. Yeah, there was a lot of Glenn Miller and that kind of thing. I'm so shocked when I got there.
You get the new Guy Lombardo 78?
A lot of big band stuff. Yeah.
All right.
Shocking.
All right. So when did it become 78 for you? And like 86?
83.
Okay. What year is it now for you?
92.
92?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Let's... Dustin? Dustin, you're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, first of all, Dr. Drew, Adam Carolla, first-time caller, long-time listener. Love you. Love your show.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is... been with this girl for 2 years, been through a lot together, hard times, good times. Just about maybe a week or so ago, she decides to tell me that there's somebody else now, that she's losing interest in me, and that this new guy is trying to move in. Well, I don't really know if it's something I did or if it's just her wanting to actually just move on. And it hurts me. And
question.
Okay,
no question.
Bogus. Not a real question. Sorry. From Cheap Trick's hometown of Illinois, by the way, or home state, but no real question. We're labeling this bogus, and
God bless.
We grow tired of you. We grow weary. All right, Dustin?
Well,
next time.
I don't see why you think. Why would you think this is?
Because it has it. You are a balloon with no air. There's nothing in it.
There's no question.
You're hollow.
Your girlfriend's leaving. I wonder why.
Is it something?
Is it this
I
or
did?
Is it this? Yeah. I don't know. We didn't know your girlfriend.
It's not a question. You gotta. If you're gonna do a bogus question, you gotta keep. Let me explain. The operative word in a bogus question is question, not bogus. People focus on the bogus part. They didn't focus on the question
That's
part.
Right.
You understand, Dustin?
I understand, man, but you didn't let me get to the question. I was just setting you up
right.
to tell you about the question.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Chance.
All right, well, here's the thing. I don't know if it's something, like I said, that I did, or if it's something that she's decided upon, because we had a big fight before that, too. You didn't let me explain that.
Again,
what was the nature of the big fight?
Over money. It's always about money, man.
Again, still no question. And if really you think that's a question that we could answer, then I'm very concerned about your personality structure, frankly, because that means
what personality?
The narcissism that he can't take any responsibility for her having changed feelings. It's just unthinkable to him.
All right. Well, what do you mean it's always about money? You're 18.
Yeah, I understand. I see where you guys are coming from. I'm not trying to crank your style or nothing. I see what you mean. I should word the question a little bit better, but this isn't bogus. This is a problem I got.
Hold on a second. It gets confusing. Because there's a lot of people, there's people out there who have bogus questions, and then there are people out there that are sort of hollow, soulless, and wooden, that it's hard to tell what they mean whenever they say it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really, it's like going to Disneyland and hearing what Abe Lincoln has to say. It's hard to tell. It's like when Drew acts, is that just bad acting or is he trying to act bad? Like, we don't know. It seems like he's trying to act bad, but if you were trying to act bad, you wouldn't act that badly.
Right.
You know, it's confusion.
It's novelty bad, yes.
Right, yeah. Right. So with Dustin, it's unclear as to whether it's bogus or he's just, once in a while, they're guys, and guys suffer from this. Women suffer from other things, but guys sort of suffer from that. I'm an alien who's come down onto the planet. I'm going to attempt to act like an 18-year-old boy, and I'm just going to sit around and watch a lot of TNN and basic cable and try to collect all the information I can and then go out and try it on the world.
But here's his thing is, the basic question is, how could she leave me?
Right.
I must have done something. Here's the list of things I've done. Tell me which one is the one that made her leave.
Dustin?
Yeah.
You're 18, she's 20, right?
This is correct.
Okay, so this happens all the time. 20-year-old girls don't hang out with 18-year-old guys that much.
She left because she's leaving, because her feelings have changed.
Right.
She will never tell you, and you will never know why.
That's
period.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with something you did.
Yes.
It's not an event causes this to happen at your age.
Robin and Tom are in a band, so they couldn't understand what loss and love are about. But if these guys were regular working guys like us, they would understand that there is no reason. People go from, here's the thing that's hard to understand, and someone should have told all of us this at some point, which is somebody could say you're in love with them, and you could say I'm in love with you, and everyone's in love, and 3 weeks later
they're not,
and there's no excuses and no reasons. They're just not. This is the nature of the 20-year-old, 17-year-old, 23-year-old
relationships. Yeah.
Right.
That's
all. And you just sit around going, why, want to answer why. I don't even know why you focus on that. It's just, it's done. It is done. And guys got to get this, and guys have a little difficulty with this.
Well, guys want to fix it. If I could figure out where the screw is, I can tighten it down, and then we'd be back in again.
Right.
It doesn't work like that.
All right. Let's hear a little something from Cheap Trick, shall we?
Yes.
This is off the new CD. New CD is called Special One, and this one is called Too Much.
Don't want to see you again. You're taking a little too much. Maybe it's my fault. Okay. Taking away too much. Swimming in sorrow all day. We're faking it doesn't do much. Maybe you taking a little too much. I couldn't feed you. little too much. Maybe it's my fault. Okay, you've taken away too much. I couldn't be you, my friend, 'cause none of your riches mean much. I couldn't stand to pretend. You're making a lie of my love, my love. Come on, come on, you're taking a little too much, too much. La 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 la.
Too much. From Cheap Trick, Special One, name of the newish CD. Robin Zander, Tom Peterson, are both here from the band. 17 million records sold.
That's right? Huge.
Yep. You know how many more that is than you've sold?
17 million.
I'm not sure if this is mathematically possible. I think it's actually
one?
Maybe more.
17 million and one?
Maybe more than that. It just seems like that's not enough.
Yeah.
Needs to be more. All right. There
will be when this album with this CD hits the markets.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. No, wait a minute, it's out.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Stop screwing around, Drew. They're going to be at the Aerofest coming up this Saturday at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. The tickets are sold out. Well, we don't need to plug that then. We'll take ourselves a little break. Cheap Trick here. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, Robin Zander, Tom Peterson, both here from Cheap Trick. Special One, name of the... new CD. They're going to be at the Aerofest coming up October 4th, but it's sold out. So what are you going to do? We'll hear something else off the new CD in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll hear Dream Police before, because I just got to hear Dream Police. That's my thing.
Should we hear it as background music? Just play that whole best of while we're talking to people?
No.
You got to listen to this.
Yeah, because I'm gonna get excited when I turn stuff up. But
how are you gonna play that CD with that giant crack in it? by the way,
I'm not sure. I pulled, I got the CD carousel that has like 300 CDs, and I whipped it around to Cheap Trick tonight, and then I pulled it out and I brought it because I thought, just in case, you know what I mean. Mm. Now I noticed it has a 7/8 inch size crack in the side of it. It's unclear whether I did that transporting it or it was in the carousel that way and maybe played okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We'll have to find out on the air.
All right.
Let's see. Where are we? Let's talk to Victoria.
Oh, no. Yes.
You're 23. What's up?
Okay. Sorry, my phone's echoing. I met this kid at work, and I didn't like him, but then he kept calling my phone because I gave him my number, and then we kind of ended up doing it twice, but then he never called me again. But
in spite of you not liking him, you had sex with him.
Well, no, I really did like him.
You finally did like him. What was it you didn't like about him initially?
That I liked him so much. Does that make sense?
You liked him so much you didn't like him.
Yeah.
Well, that's what her initially why she didn't like.
Oh, my God. Hmm. And what kind of work?
The problem I'm having is kind of like that tonight, like when I first met him, I wouldn't talk to him because I was just like, oh, my God, I like that kid. And then I gave him if I say this and he's ever hearing, he'll know. I gave him a lollipop and whatever. I haven't talked to him in a couple months. A couple weeks. And I go over to his house and leave a lollipop. And it fell down the hood of his car. And
what kind of work do you do?
I don't want to say. It's not bad. Whatever.
We need to know just generally what kind of place of employee this was.
Entertainment. But not dirty entertainment. It's nothing bad.
She's a plate spinner.
Okay.
Hey, blah, 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 Victoria, blah, blah, blah,
right
blah, blah,
now,
blah, 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 show you appreciate the businessman's line, blah, blah, what's your greatest popularity, blah, 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 Vicky, stage five, Vicky, blah, 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 You know, you know what I'd like to do? Next time I go to strip club, here's Ryan. Here's how DJs can make some money. I'll just pass the hat, get everyone to chip in, go over to the DJ with like a $1,300 worth of mashed up fives and 20s and stuff and go, look.
Get out of here.
We've got this money. We need you to shut the F up for 2 hours so we can focus on our boners. Can you do that? Can you just spin the tunes and just shut up, please? Please. Here's $1,300. Please. I know this is insulting. It's uncomfortable for me. Please be quiet. Please. All right, just stuff that into that leather fanny pack you guys are so famous for. You can use it to get a little more, maybe another barrette for your ponytail there. Same dude. Same
yeah,
dude.
Victoria, I don't know. Victoria sounds like somebody with very poor boundaries, as we say.
Yeah. What kind of entertainment?
What
do you mean the entertainment field?
I guess I could say entertainment. I'm a singer. That's what I do. But
you are?
Yeah.
You make a living singing?
I'm trying to.
Oh, so you don't have a job singing?
Karaoke, no. You mean?
We'll say it's retail, even like it's not anything bad.
Retail?
Yeah. I just don't want to say where I met him.
Retail singing.
Why don't you sing for us?
Taboo.
Do Dream Police or the theme from Taboo 2.
He has it all. Yes, he does.
I like you guys to cover this on the next CD.
It's good. He knows how to please in every detail.
The guy's having sex with his mom and his sister.
He can do more than you'd ever imagine and do it with style.
He does it with me.
Yeah,
oh, yes, he does. I like that part. I like the oh, yes, he does part. All right, Victoria.
Yes.
look, you like this guy. Go ahead and have a relationship.
No, that's not the thing. Like, acted like he wanted one, and I wanted one. But then he stopped, like, all of a sudden calling, and I just didn't understand why, and I wanted
he did because he did. Again, we just gave
that's,
this lecture.
I know. That's what I was going to hang up before, because I heard you say that. And
oh,
I was
that would have been
sorry.
Great. Hey,
been great.
Victoria, here, look. Here's guy. And it doesn't mean he made the right move, by the way. I mean, think of all those people who dumped me. They're suicidal.
Oh, my God.
Look at me.
They form society support groups to support one another now.
I'm literally a millionaire.
Literally. The devastation brought upon these women.
I'm surprised many of them just didn't hold a crocheting needle to their sternum and just fall forward onto a hardwood floor. They're killing.
Give them any ideas.
They're kicking themselves.
Yeah.
And believe me, I got dumped by everybody all the time. But look at me now. I'm huge.
Right, so Victoria,
right, that's
do not try
it doesn't
to
fear. Mean you're right, right?
A will not restore the relationship. B, it will not be satisfying. It will be awkward, uncomfortable, and painful. And whether he tells you nothing or the truth, whatever it is, it's not going to feel good. So let it go. Let it go.
I got some cheap trick questions. Where did the band meet? They meet in school? In
Chicago?
Chicago. Where did everyone get together?
Well, we grew up in a small town outside of Chicago, Rockford, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Tom and the group were together before I met him for about 9 months.
Right. And how old were you when you met him?
20.
So it's pretty much... And how soon after that did the band have success?
Well, I knew about these guys, you know, for a long time because they were in bands and stuff, and I was in bands
right
before that. But when we put the band together, I was 20.
And then
And
you
success
guys...
came in with Budokan, actually, in 79.
Really?
So it took us that long. We were together, I guess
since
5 years before anything.
Really? Just
cool
just
happened.
Playing clubs and playing around?
Yeah.
And did you get a record deal?
Yeah, we got a record deal in 76, and our first record came out in 77. We had 3 records out before Budokan.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do anything.
Did you feel like maybe that you guys were a little bit before your time in 76 or 77?
I don't know. I was starting to think that we weren't going to make it at all. So, because it wasn't going so well, but then it started doing a lot better. So,
it would strike me. And I'm not just blowing smoke, but it would strike me that Cheap Trick would be one of those bands that a lot of other bands would cite as influences. Do you hear
I don't
about
think
that?
They,
you run into guys who
they didn't do it back then, but they
well not
I've
then,
heard,
but
I've
then.
Heard,
not 76.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, that's what influenced me to. Well, I didn't do
it
really,
too,
but had I started a band, it would have been Cheap Trick that influenced
all right.
me. David?
Yeah.
You're 23?
I'm 23.
What's up?
Adam, I'd just like to say that you're the funniest man alive, first of
thanks.
All.
Well, thanks.
And Dr. Drew, you're awesome, too.
Thanks, David.
And, yeah. So... So my girlfriend.
What about the band?
Hey,
cheap,
wait
cheap Tricks over here. Chop, their new name is Cheap Chopped Liver.
Chopped Liver, right.
Cheap Tricks are amazing as well, although I haven't heard that much of your stuff.
Oh, yes, you have.
In other words, ever?
Yes, you have.
You're
gonna, just don't know.
You're going to hear a little something called Dream Police tonight. Get ready with them air drums.
Sweet.
All right.
Yes, so whenever my girlfriend goes down on me, or any girl before her, for that matter, I can't climax.
I don't like when guys say girls going down on me.
That's
just
disturbing,
like
isn't
I don't like when girls say the guy gave me head. Yeah. I always creepy. Yeah. It's like a prison sex. Yeah. You know when a chick goes,
my girlfriend gives me head.
This guy gives great head. It's always like, all right. Technically, maybe you're right, but it's still it's weird. You say goes down, we'll say head, and everything will be cool, right, Drew?
That's cool.
All right, David.
Yeah.
Do you have orgasms during intercourse?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just not quickly or a long time or what?
Sometimes quickly, sometimes it'll take a while. But well, never with fellatio, never.
Never too quick.
Though. Never with fellatio.
Never.
All right. Well, let me tell you something, David. You don't know about Dream Police. You don't have orgasm with fellatio.
I need to be pissed
off. Yeah, but we got nothing to talk about.
Well, you
understand?
Yeah, Adam,
like,
Adam
we can hang.
Out, yeah.
We can hang because those are my two topics. When I hang, it's like Dream Police, fellatio, orgasm. That's it. That's all this.
I know.
It's all Drew.
And cars. Sometimes.
As they pertain to Dream Police and fellatio.
Of course.
Like, I could talk about a car. Like, I could say, boy, the new Ferrari 360 Modena, that's a nice car.
Could
that's kind of car I could get listen to Dream Police in and get a lot of fellatio in. But only, you know, like I said, only as a segue.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
You get a little detail about the car, too, but only
that's,
in relation.
That's that, a question that's missing on your sheet of paper that you had.
Yeah, I didn't mention that. No. Yeah,
How many celebrities have had fellatio to Dream Police in their car?
I'm going to add that question.
I'd say I would have to Scotch guard the Connelly leather in the Ferrari because of the constant fellatio that I would be receiving while listening to Dream Police. All right. Are we going to break?
We'll take one more call. No, break.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Who are we talking to when we come back, Drew?
I don't know. I'm going to...
That's great radio, by the way.
Yeah, but... look. I mean, do you want to talk... Listen. You want to talk about excessive body hair?
Just try to
somebody wants to join the Army.
Decent radio
or somebody
for
who thinks Robin is smoking again. Oh, the Army guy dropped off.
All right, good.
I will talk to Chris, whose baby's dad wants to marry her, but she doesn't.
Okay.
Okay?
After this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, Tom Peterson, Robin Zander. Both here from Cheap Trick, the legendary Cheap Trick. Never met these guys. Glad to meet them. I was thinking when I was driving in, Drew, you ever see Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yes.
It was cool when Damone was trying to sell the Cheap Trick tickets.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Doing a little Cheap Trick. That must have been kind of cool.
It was.
Fun to be. I don't know why. I mean, I would imagine, you know, you sell millions of records, you do millions of concerts and everything, but stuff like that's almost seems like at the end of the career, that's the kind of stuff you remember.
It is. It's funny and it's cool to remember the little lines and remember what she says after it. She goes, "No, I think that's kids stuff or something like that." You know? I don't need that Cheap Trick ticket, you know.
we're gonna hear one of my favorite Cheap Trick songs soon.
Going out of this break.
What's that mean? We gotta hear
soon.
The whole song.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear the whole song.
We gotta hear the air drum.
Right. See, Drew, you don't even know Dream Police. You don't know from Dream Police. Chris?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
Your baby's dad wants to marry you?
Yes.
But you're into another guy?
Yes, but I know I shouldn't be, kind of.
It's funny, tonight I'm hearing smoke alarms without there being smoke alarms chirping.
What's that mean?
I mean, the people that we're speaking to.
Ultra white trash?
Mm.
Hey, Chris?
Huh. Yes?
Would you consider yourself white trash?
No, I don't.
See, that's one of the criteria for being white trash. Check. All right? That's how you know. See, I consider myself white trash, therefore...
You couldn't be.
Thank you. Chris?
Yes?
Where's the guy who's sired your child?
What do you mean, where is he? He's still in the picture, in a way. Like, he's a great guy, but just I don't know if he's great for me.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we've been together for 3.5 years, and it was great the first 2 years. Then I found out I was pregnant, and he became a little possessive, but I figure that was just because he wanted, I don't even know why, but he became possessive, and I didn't like it. So after I had my son, he proposed, and I figured, great, I'm going to start a life, you know, this guy's going to be great, we're going to be a family. But after a while, I just started going downhill, and then this guy I work with, I just became interested in.
The bullpen.
Yeah. All right. Where? Now, you're not living with the father, your child, are you?
No, I moved out.
You moved out. How long ago did you move out?
It's going on 3 months.
Okay. So, for whatever reason, this guy doesn't float your boat. He's not exciting. He likes you.
He likes you, and that's not
all
no
that,
good.
That's
yeah.
not that attractive.
Right. He wants to be with you, and you can't stand that.
He's too attainable. And maybe he's not the world's greatest guy. But anyway, there's nothing in... You're not into him. And you're trying to be into him, but it's not really working. Because you're 19. And this, by the way, is why you're not supposed to crank out kids when you're 19. Because you're still a slave to all that crap.
Yep.
And by the way, go ahead and do this if you want.
Without a kid.
Fall in and out of love. Be attracted for no good reason. Date all the wrong guys. Don't date the guys you should be dating. Break up with guys you should stay with. Do all that. Just minus the kids, and that's it just becomes like a dream. And you wake up, and you're 32, and you have a guy you're married to and a couple kids, and who cares? And then you die soon. Oh, yes.
Good times.
But here's the thing. Now you have the kid, and now this guy's got to be in the kid's life, and there's more at stake. I don't hold a whole lot of hope out for you and the biological dad, though, because you're 19, and you may be years out of getting this
right.
out of your system.
Right.
So forget about that guy.
But keep your dad around for the child's sake. You've got to have some kind of relationship with him, and he obviously has a financial responsibility for the child also. Whatever you guys do with your relationship, just make sure it's reconciled in some way that's on behalf of the child.
Hey, Chris?
Yes?
What's the matter with you? Are you angry? Where's your dad? Was he mean to you? Abusive?
My dad's dead.
Dead, left, that's what I was going to say. How old was he?
Now look at that as a form of abuse.
How old were you when he died?
Passive abuse, yes. How old were you?
I was 10.
And what did he die from?
He was murdered.
Murdered. Was he a drug addict or an alcoholic?
No, he was an alcoholic, but he was a recovered alcoholic.
Recovering, okay.
So he was an alcoholic, though, when he was growing up with you?
Until I was 2, and then my mother took us away from him, moved us out of Texas into Indiana.
All right. So there's a lot going
why,
on.
Why was
this.
He murdered? What happened?
I don't know. I just don't
know. You sound angry.
Boy, do you sound angry.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. But,
right.
Chris, you're going to make a horrible mother.
No, I'm a great mother.
Yeah. That's strike 2.
Yeah. Not white trash, great mother.
I'm a great mother. That means white trash,
no
horrible
insight.
Mother. Yes. You should label yourself mediocre as a parent at best. Mm. Bill Cosby should just medium. He should label himself that. So, Chris, how about a little therapy? You know, you had the alcoholic dad who was murdered. You had to sort of flee from him. Now, I worry that you're taking refuge in relationships like this guy from work and stuff. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
I bet the kid ends up being a stand-up comedian. If he's got half of what you got, kid. Just don't get pregnant again with a new guy, okay?
Okay.
All right. And don't call the show. Please. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're angry. I'm sorry your dad was abusive. I'm sorry he was a boozer. I'm sorry he was murdered. I'm sorry for your entire life. But there's two things. Don't crank out. And this is for everybody. Including the band. I don't know where you guys are at socially. But here's the thing, everybody. you have the right to be angry. You really do. For what you've been through, what you've seen, and the hand that you were dealt in life, you really do have the right to be angry. But the two things you don't have the right to do is crank out kids and screw them up, and then call this radio show and screw me up. And not in that order.
Well, the point is, if you call the show,
then you want help.
Go ahead and listen to what we got to say. We talked
yes,
talk to a million people
quiet
like Chris.
BS where you just sort of smoke us out. You're like,
yeah, whatever.
Just no more kids. Would you, screwball? All right, let's.
You want to establish.
And here's the other thing, too. Look, if you get screwed by, you know, the alcoholic dad that way, and God knows what goes on with your parents, I mean, essentially having to escape or flee an abusive father, you got to get some therapy. You just do.
Yeah.
You at least got to read a book or two. You just have to, or you have no business raising a kid.
Yeah.
You will screw that kid up as bad as you got screwed up.
And listen, 12-step is a decent solution. There'll be some real improvement if you genuinely get a sponsor and do the real work.
Like Al-Anon or something?
Yeah.
All right. Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys?
You're 18. What's up?
Yeah, my problem is I masturbate way too much, like 5 times a day.
Yeah.
And, well, you probably don't think it's a problem, but, you know.
Five times.
It's really inconvenient with my parents.
I do think so. No, I think it's a problem. It's a little light.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, that's 35 times. That's not even 50 times a week. I never thought about that. It's less than 200 a month, Drew. Do you realize that?
How dare he?
Well, the kid's 18. You wonder if he's got a tumor or he's producing some sort of, he's going to check his thyroid levels. Maybe he's producing estrogen. There's all sorts of tests. I'd like to run some tests on you. So 5 times a day.
Yeah, usually. That's like the average, I guess.
Right.
And my parents, like, found, like, semen stains on the carpet and stuff like that.
No, oh, my God. Didn't. No, they did not.
Oh, yeah, they did. My room's got them all over the damn place.
No, they did not.
Yeah, they did. Please. I swear to God.
How did they find it?
Did they know
it
was semen?
They have a Woods Light.
They were like, what is that? And I was like, I don't know.
No, they did not.
They saw the Masculata commercials.
What do you have? What kind of carpet do you have in your room?
It's just a regular carpet, you know.
No. Nobody sees semen stains in a carpet unless they have a black light.
Have you ever pulled it on the carpet, Adam?
What's
I'm sure
that?
You have, haven't you?
All right.
You can totally see it.
Listen, I know it's going to sound ironic to call you a jack-off, but listen, jack-off, don't call the show. And Drew, what kind of idiot are you? My mom found semen stains in the carpet.
But she didn't know. She just saw something on the carpet and said, what's this?
What's this? It's not jizz. I'll tell you that much. That much I know. Could be anything else but semen.
It's been a good night so far, Adam. Good night.
Listen, look, who's screening this show tonight? Stop with the jack-offs. We got people who can't put sentences together. We have guys that are full of crap, and I'm compelled to talk to them. Who was that we're talking to?
No, we got to go to break. We are late for break.
We're late for break?
Yes.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Mike, lie. You lie like the rug that you say semen was in.
Oh,
bastard. All right. Cheap Trick here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tom Peterson, Robin Zander, both here from Cheap Trick tonight. Special one, name of the new CD. Let's see, 17 million records sold, 40 gold and platinum records. You guys in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
Negative.
What is up? You'll be in there. You'll be in there soon. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. There's a lot of people to get in before us.
Really?
Yeah.
Who should be in there before you guys? And then who's in that shouldn't be in there?
Well, that's a big list, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of ringers in there.
It is weird that there's certain folks in there whose career didn't seem to, you know, it seemed like a right couple of songs sprinkled in the right couple of years, and pow. There you have it. Or maybe they were one of the bigger bands in their genre that no one seemed to care for, I guess. I'm trying to think of what the criteria is to get in there. And it seems a little bit random
sometimes.
I think
some of it's just personal hatred. The president doesn't want them in there, so they'll never be in there.
Really?
I don't know.
Well, what do you get to qualify? Is it like the Baseball Hall of Fame or Football Hall of Fame, where it's like you retire and then 5 years later you can
qualify? Do you have to be any good, in other words? No, I don't think so.
But do you have to? Is there a time period? Like, could you be a band that's still together and still playing and only been playing for 5 years and you get in?
No,
I mean,
no,
that's not going to work. 25
years.
25 years.
That's your first release.
25 years after the first release.
Right.
All right. So you guys are there, right?
Yeah.
All right, you should be in.
Well,
I'll make Drew.
All right, you can say
make a call. Make a call, Adam. Make a call.
Don't make me make the call.
Who do you call exactly?
Well, just general information.
Cleveland.
What, like, if they had the address and the times and stuff like that. All right. Well, anyway, Cheap Trick here tonight. Soon to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They just have to be. Let's talk to. Cheap Trick should be in there because they're innovative. The innovative band.
Should we hear a song? Should we hear the song?
I like to hear a little Dream Police.
Okay.
That's my thing. I'm gonna be doing... You guys may want to do a little air drumming. This is a song about police when you dream. Yes?
Hmm. And?
And it goes a little something like this.
Yeah.
yes. A little dream police for a drum. Like that drumming in that song?
Nice.
Yeah. Yep. Brings me back. I didn't know that song came out in 78. Jesus Christ.
Is that 25 average,
years?
Our average listener's parents.
Really?
Would it be 25 then.
Good times. Rob and Tom both here from Cheap Trick. We're going to go back to the phones. Let's get some good callers. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Starting with Tracy, who's 18. Tracy?
Get a helicopter out.
Is a helicopter out?
Excuse me?
You sending a helicopter out?
Yeah.
Hello?
All right. Hold on a second. I gave the team an inspirational speech. Yeah. Turned around to start to run out of the field and got hit with a pigeon in the nuts. you know what I mean? And then doubled over in front of the team and just fell down while they all just looked at me. Just a low-flying pigeon right in the sack. That's what that felt like to me. And we're going to try this again?
Yes.
And it's not going to discourage us, right?
No.
We're coming back.
Yeah.
We're coming back strong. We're a second-half type team.
And we're in the
second.
First.
That's right. We're in the second half here.
All right. Let's go.
The point is Dream Police... It's sort of our anthem.
Yes.
And that inspired us. So here we go. We're moving forward. We're looking forward.
Annabelle?
Yeah.
Oh. You're 24.
Another dynamic Loveline caller.
What is up?
I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I seem to have a breast bigger than the other, and I asked my doctor, and he said it was normal. But
yes, it's very common for there to be a difference in size. One or two cup sizes, a different in directionality or position.
Really? Ooh,
smoke detector.
That's our smoke detector. That's the chirp from the smoke detector.
Did you hear that, guys? Listen.
We have to pace it now. That came in about 22 seconds. They usually come in about 30. We've done a lot of research on this. It's sort of our muse, you know, this timing smoke detectors. They usually come in. And this is the low battery chirp. It's not the smoke detector going off. It's the thing that says
you need to change the battery,
which goes on for many months.
Sometimes
in
years.
Our listeners' homes. No, because the battery wears out.
Eventually.
Okay, there it is. Oh. All right, so that was 58 and 22. Sonny, a quick pace here, Drew, a little faster than normal. But, oh, no, it's about 30, right.
36?
It's about 35,
yeah.
36.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right in there.
Yeah.
All right. We've become experts at this. Hey, Annabelle?
Yes.
And also, the phones always seem to cut out during the smoke detector calls. Annabelle?
Yeah.
What room are you in right now?
The living room.
The living room. Is that where the smoke detector is?
Uh-huh.
Shh. Here it comes. 3, 2, 1.
There
okay,
we go.
Good. That's about a half second off there. Came in about 33. See if we can time this. So if 33 means we should be coming in over the minute, then
about 2 seconds.
About 8 seconds over the minute, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll look for that. Annabelle?
Yeah.
We got to kill a little time for just about 13 seconds, all right?
Okay.
All right.
How long has that thing been chirping?
What was it?
Hold on a second. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. Thank you.
How
right, now
that
we've successfully paced the thing, which is I have to do it. And sometimes it takes, sometimes we'll dedicate the entire second hour to trying to pace the smoke detector. But I've got it down now. It's about 36, 37 seconds.
How long has that thing been chirping there, Annabelle?
I don't know.
Yeah, you would have no way of knowing.
Well, 2 years, maybe. I don't know.
2 years. 2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
Are the smoke detectors typically that far apart?
The 35 seconds?
Yeah.
We found. Now, in Europe, it's
it doesn't matter what
thing, you know.
What model or anything.
Apparently not. Some international. North American.
The Coleman 700 series tends to run more in the 40-second range. But first alert, 31, 32 seconds. Yeah. Depending
That'd
on.
That'd be my choice, a first alert.
Yeah. You get a couple extra seconds for you and the family.
Shh.
How's it coming?
It's about 6 seconds.
Okay.
Four.
Just hang back.
3, 2. Oh. We could have missed it because the phone.
Yeah.
The phone's out.
All right. All right. So now Annabelle's back. Annabelle.
There it goes.
Annabelle?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like you're moving further away from the smoke detector.
No, I'm in the same place.
Okay. Good girl. And it has been going off for maybe a couple of years.
Yeah. I can't get up there to change the battery. So.
Right, no, you couldn't do that. No. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I mean, it's like what are you going to do if the light bulb goes off on the ceiling? You got to move. You got to move. Or just torch the house and collect the insurance. Yeah. But you can't get up. I mean, if you can't reach it, you can't reach it. What are you going to do? All right. All right. So, Annabelle, any children?
Ooh.
I have a little girl.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. And where's the father?
Right now.
Oh, you married?
Yeah.
Ooh. And he lives at home?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Is there something that he could stand on, perhaps, to maybe change the battery?
The chair, maybe?
The
good,
chair.
That'd be good.
There you go.
Novel.
How about that?
All right, I'll let him know.
Oh, yeah, he needs to be notified about that chirping.
Yeah.
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 He's probably never noticed it.
Yeah, you may want to do it. Sometime. There it goes.
Well, we have, like, the one in the two bedrooms, so it's not...
It's going off, too. I thought I heard another one in the way in the back.
I heard a faint one.
This one in the living room.
Just the living room one.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll get that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you understand it's there to alert you in case there's a fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, Annabelle, right. the breast size difference is very, very common. If you really want something done about it, they can do an augmentation on the one that's off.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. But it's if your husband's okay with it, it's something that many women deal with.
Well,
and you never know it.
He's obviously a guy who doesn't have a keen, keen, razor-sharp sense of things. He may not even know you have two breasts. Really? Has that thing really been going off for a couple of years, Anna?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And that, I know this is going to sound condescending, but that doesn't make you feel bad or stupid or anything that this thing's been going off in your house for 2 years and you can't figure out how to change a battery on it?
I never said I can't figure it out.
Oh, okay. Well, touche. Touche. Okay. Gotcha. Crank out those kids and keep raising them, boy. That's good parenting there. Isn't
she's
okay.
Is there a stable relationship? It's better than our average Loveline caller.
But isn't part of the reason you have a smoke detector so the kid
protect
doesn't
the family, yeah.
burn
yeah,
up
yeah.
in the crib? I mean, that kind of semi-negligent parenting, not yeah. to... No?
And of course, it wouldn't disrupt the child's sleep at all to be having that thing going off. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I tell you, once a week we get this call now.
Once a week? It's more than that.
It feels like
two,
it.
Two, 3 times a week now.
It feels like yeah. it. Wow. And it's chirping. My personal favorite is when it's chirping in the bedroom. And it's right above the bed every 30 seconds. And you talk to people, and they're like, I don't know, 6 months, 8 months. Why?
First,
it's driving me nuts.
First, it's what are you talking about? What?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
First stage of smoke detector battery change is denial.
Yeah.
Huh? What smoke? What chirp? No, I didn't hear anything. Then... it's the same one you have. Then there's
bargaining.
Then there's bargaining. Yeah, maybe I'll do it.
I can't
get
figure
around
it out.
To it. Here's the whole thing. I realized that the fact that they're out of range, it has discouraged almost every female. I don't know a female that can take care of any problem that's over her head. Women are all about stuff that's lower than they are. They can't do anything that involves climbing or reaching. They're not, and symbolically, they're not as goal-oriented as men. They can't. They don't
reaching.
Go up. They can't. They can't
yes.
do stuff that's above their head. They're not. They're not ladder or scaffold people. You know what I mean? Somebody's going to have to start taking these smoke detectors and actually strapping it to the people.
Yes.
Where you actually just, three straps, you climb in. It's just like when a cop climbs into his holster vest, and it's just walk around, it's on their chest. And after a couple of months of that thing chirping, I imagine they could actually walk in with it
yeah.
to get it replaced.
Right. Well, they'd happen to walk into a hardware store or something, and they would insist.
I do think the fact that you actually would have to stand on a chair or a 5-gallon bucket or something of that nature to get to it eliminates it now.
Yep.
It is out of reach.
And did I not say that this was a smoke detector night?
You
did. We had at least 3 or 4 callers that should have had the detector. We'll soon have the detectors going.
Yes. You are the detector of smoke detectors, Drew. Sherry? Sharif?
Cherry?
Sharif, right here.
Sharif.
All right. You're 24. What's up?
Oh, my gosh. I love Cheap Trick. Oh,
oh good.
My gosh. I can't believe I'm talking to them. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm probably like the only one who listens to you that's listening to the station. I'm sorry, but...
Oh, that's nice. Very, very well. That's very nice.
What is with people?
No, I'm not. No, I don't mean it like that. It's just a lot of... I mean, no offense, Adam and Drew, but a lot of the people that you have on here, I like classic rock. I grew up on classic rock. Yeah. Me and my husband, oh, he's in a band. It's just great. But anyway, yeah. I have a question for...
Now, hold on. Just let me, just to clarify, so I don't want to upset the band. We're on alternative stations almost exclusively, and all the bands we have on are like, you know, Blink 182 and bands like that. Yeah, young bands that I have to pretend to like almost every night. Really waiting for Cheap Trick to come in here. So I think Sherry was saying that she probably listens on an alternative station. Oh, this station, actually, right? You listen on K-Rock?
Well, now I am. When I turned it on and I heard Cheap Trick was on, I was like, oh, my God. But anyhow, I had the biggest, oh, my gosh. We just love them. We've been to tons of concerts. And
My husband's
obviously older than me. But anyway,
Are you going to the show? Are you going to the amphitheater on the 4th?
No, we're not. I want to go so bad. But we didn't get tickets.
Well, the guys would gladly give you some free tickets if you hadn't made that insensitive crack about nobody else knowing them.
No. 70 million
records.
Everybody should know you. Everybody should know you. Oh, my gosh. Great music. Great fun. Robin, you're like a great bottle of wine. You get sexier with age. Woo-woo.
Yeah.
Ah.
But anywho, you sang a song at... This was, you probably don't remember because I know you do a lot of shows, but it was at the L.A. County Fair a couple years ago. And it was just this gorgeous, romantic, slow song. And we can't find it anywhere. My husband, of course, we have all of your records.
Maybe it's one of that. That is it. We did a cover of
the theme from Taboo 2.
Yeah, that's it. Listen.
This is it. The theme from Taboo 2.
That one.
I mean, the band covered this. They're not capable of writing this kind of music, obviously. This is porn soundtrack music. I mean, they're good. And I think they should be in the Hall of Fame, but obviously this is the theme from Taboo 2.
I thought that certain people got in before they did.
Yeah.
I don't think we haven't had this discussion.
All right. So what was that song? Do you know what that song was?
Do we know? Any of the lyrics? Can you give them a hint?
You know, it was just a slow romantic song, and we got your unauthorized greatest hits, and we thought, oh, well, maybe that.
Maybe it's in the new CD. Maybe it's new stuff they're working on. It's in the new CD.
No, it's not on their new CD. We just bought their new CD, like hoping and praying it was on there. I mean, we would have bought it anyhow, but it wasn't on there. And it's slow. It's just.
All right.
I couldn't tell you.
Do you guys ever cover any songs? Do you ever play anybody else's stuff?
Sure.
Could it have been something like that?
I don't think
maybe playing an Otis Redding song or something?
No, not a ballad, not a romantic song.
So it had to be one of yours.
Yeah.
How much does your set list change?
It changes quite a bit.
It does?
Yeah, that's why I can't think of what it would be.
Now, is there...
I can't remember a band that tours the world regularly can't remember 2 years ago in Pomona.
Well, there's a song, but you guys have to, you have to play certain songs, right?
You don't have to.
But
people get
violent.
They get pissed.
Yeah.
Don't have to, but we do.
Right.
Yeah.
And you should. I mean, that's what the people want to hear.
Yeah.
How many songs are in the sort of must-play category?
About a half a dozen, I guess.
About six must play.
Yeah.
Dream Police in there?
Dream Police. Oh, okay. I Want You to Want Me, Surrender.
Sure. And then there's a sort of, then you slide down in the next category, which is like
If You Want My Love or She's Tight or...
You can rotate those a little bit.
California Man or something.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Go do party.
Meet you on after school.
That's right.
Yeah. I remember that one. I don't know. That could be seven of the six. Mm-hmm. But that was a pretty big hit out here, actually. But maybe that was a California thing.
Mm, maybe
it was. Anyway, so then you mix it up just to sort of keep your interests going and not have it get monotonous.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Thank you. See, Drew, it's nice to be right. Drew, what time is it?
Time for break.
It is?
Yep.
It always sounds like you're discouraged when you say that.
Yeah, I don't like to take breaks. But when we come back, we will hear a song off the new CD.
Oh, okay.
That's what we'll hear when we get back.
All right. And Cherie, I don't know what to say.
She had her chance to talk to
these
guys.
They don't cover.
Opened with an insult.
But they don't cover with ballad. They don't cover ballads. So it has to be a Cheap Trick song. But it doesn't necessarily have to be on one of your records.
Now, we could research this.
Probably.
Because we record every night.
Oh, you do?
Ourselves, yeah. And we keep our set lists usually. So, if we researched it, it might take us a month or two, but we could probably find out.
Yeah, but again, not till Cherie. All right, we'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back.
It's always like my kisser. It's always like my zoom.
See, he didn't say Drew's not zoom, hip, zoom, but I mean, come on.
Listen to that. Phenomenal.
Robin and Tom both here from Cheap Trick tonight. Special one, name of the CD. Going to hear another cut off of that. We're going to take one call. I like this excessive body hair call, too, I got to say. I'll tell you what, we'll take this finger in the ass call. Then we'll hear a Cheap Trick song. Then we'll pay it off with the excessive body hair call.
All right. Here we go. All right.
All right. Chrissy?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just had a question. Well, a few of my coworkers and I were having a conversation, I guess, about pelvic exams and our past experiences with them. And a couple of them told me that they've had their doctors stick their fingers up their butt during a pelvic exam. I didn't know if that was like standard procedure, because I've never had that done.
It's usually an extra, like when you pull into the car wash and they want to know if you want the armor all on the tires.
Wheel dressing, just a standard.
So it's a bump.
It is considered part of a complete pelvic exam. I've noticed that in my area, in internal medicine, we tend to be sort of schooled in doing that more regularly than, say, just even gynecology for a young woman.
Really?
And the reason is again, checking for, you can feel different. It's a different approach to the pelvis. You can feel things that you can't feel through the vagina. You also get the septum. You're actually supposed to sort of make a scissors motion between the vagina and the septum,
see
if there are tumors there. Check the stool for blood. There's a lot of things you get, and you also check the colon for tumors. And so there's a lot of things, information you get. Unlikely to yield much, but we're sort of schooled to do it as a complete part of the
exam. Why the scissor must see what kind of shape the septum's in?
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
Where are you going to?
I'll just keep my eyes closed.
So you go in like this. Look, you go in with one here and one here. And,
Why do you have to see if the flap of gristle between the ass and the cooch is in good shape?
Rectovaginal fistulas and things.
Well, listen, everyone's got to go sometime, Gerard. I don't understand why you guys got to poke around. You know what I mean? You get an ass tumor at 19, you get an ass tumor. That's just God. That's just, he needs, you know,
he's got something wrong.
Can't they just tell by the blood work?
Something wrong.
No, you can't. Blood work doesn't tell us anything.
It doesn't?
That tells you electrolytes, kidney and liver function. That's it.
Maybe
blood count.
Yeah.
Then you can avoid
cholesterol, thyroid.
That's business.
That's it.
It's really, you think they draw a little blood, they can tell everything. You think they'd put, you know, there's all this image residency or resonating stuff and everything. And they can't do anything.
Well, you can't. Looking at the anatomy often doesn't tell us much.
Really?
So it's the function and the sort of the relationships and things that tell us a lot.
Right, but what about all that stuff where you go in, you get the complete scan, you know?
Not very useful.
Nothing?
Not nothing, but it's still not clear if it's
too much, not worth it.
Significant at all.
What's that, MRI?
Clear if that changes anything.
Mm. All right. Hey, Chrissy?
Uh-huh.
So you've gotten the finger?
No, that's what I'm saying. I've never had it, so it was kind of unusual for, you know, to hear something like that when that's never happened to me.
You're starting to feel like you're not that hot?
No.
You could take it that way. I would take it that way.
I was joking with my friends, saying, oh, my gosh, it'd be crazy if you found out that that was something that shouldn't be done.
Yeah.
Well, I was actually just kidding.
Drew, you ever do a thing where you then pull the hand out and you do a thing where you peel the finger back and you're like, it broke. Put a strainer, put a colander in the toilet, I need my finger back.
Only doing pelvic exams.
All right. All right.
Okay.
All right, Chrissy. Good times, though, right?
Yeah, good times.
All right. Now, you got to have a sense of humor these days. I'll tell you what, it takes all kinds, doesn't it, fellas?
It takes all kinds.
All kinds. We're going to hear something from Cheap Trick, and then we're going to come back, and someone's got excessive body hair, and it's a chick, and I think it's freaking the guys out, so we'll talk to Karen about that. But first, off of a special one, we're going to hear Hummer. Dr. Drew fumbling with a special one, Cheap Trick's latest CD. What do you need the pen for?
I want them to sign this for me.
Oh, okay, because I was signing my pictures over
here. I don't care about you.
Obviously not. Tom and Robin both here tonight representing Cheap Trick. We're going to take a hairy chick call before we go to break. Talk to Karen. Karen?
Hey.
You're 24?
Yeah.
You have excessive body hair?
Yeah, it's something that's been a problem since, like, I went through puberty, and it's not as thick as, like, pubic hair, but it's just as coarse, and it's all, like, on my stomach and up my chest, but, like, when it gets to my chest, it's not as bad, but...
Couple questions. Did you ever have any eating disorder?
No.
And anybody in your family have this kind of thing?
Not nearly anywhere as severe.
Okay.
Yeah, are you,
I've seen it on my mom. I've seen, like, a couple, like, maybe two hairs or something on her chest.
Just two.
But nothing on her stomach, and nothing as bad as this.
And do you have high blood pressure or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
What's your nationality?
African-American.
And do you menstruate normally?
I don't have a period anymore because I'm on depo, but this started even like when I did menstruate normally.
And the depo didn't make any difference in the hair itself?
No, no difference. And they put me on, the doctors tested my hormones and everything and put me on orthotricycline. They thought maybe that would help, even though there was nothing wrong with my hormones. And no, that didn't do anything either.
Oh, are they trying to get a little estrogen in her? Mm-hmm. I think it's like testosterone or something?
Well, or maybe it just moved things in the right direction,
right,
so to speak. But here's the deal. There are a number of medical reasons for this. Obviously, they tested you for androgen-secreting or testosterone-secreting tumors. There's something called congenital adrenal hyperplasia, where your adrenal glands put out too much stuff. But the majority of these cases are actually just isolated cases or familial. Did I hear a smoke alarm way out in the distance?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Karen, God bless you for saying it with such definitiveness.
Karen is smart.
She sounds like she's very on top of things. That's why I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it freaking? Do you have a boyfriend?
No. And that's the thing.
Is it freaking him out?
No. I mean, I don't. I can't really open up to get... like, to become more than friends with guys because I'm so afraid of the reaction.
Really?
Are you overweight?
No, I'm not at all.
Thin.
I'm 25 pounds.
Okay.
At least you're black, because if you're white, then it really sticks out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not everybody who's black is dark.
Bitch!
Oh, are you light?
Are you light?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good for other reasons. Whatever. It's all great. I mean, we're God's creatures, right?
Karen,
he just blessed you with more belly hair.
But Karen sounds so great.
I know. Is this really the big holdup with the fellas?
This is the scariest and like most horrible thing. Like,
yeah, but I have a feeling guys will not be nearly so disturbed as you are.
But,
and by the way, there's things you can do. There's laser and stuff. Why don't you look into some of that?
And I mean, how pronounced is the hair? I mean, does it look like a guy's belly and chest?
It would look like. Like, not like yours or anything, but...
Yeah, not like your ass, Adam.
What a hairy ass. It's just such a crime. You know, there's certain cultures where I would be worshipped. Mm. Got to find that culture.
Yeah, some sort of mythical land where centaurs are considered...
Assonia. Yes. I would go there. Styling. I would be hailed as a king. Yes, thank you. Servants grooming my ass.
Pan is considered sort of a...
Yes, thank you. All right, yes, I'm sorry, Karen.
It's okay. It's just it's something that it's very noticeable, and it's like when I remove the hair, when it grows back, since I'm black, it's going to be curly, and so then I have to deal with ingrown hairs and scarring, and that's just disgusting.
Yeah. But what about laser?
I've never tried laser.
All right, laser.
I heard that if your skin's too dark, then it won't work.
It's harder when it's dark, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think these days they've done so much with that. They should be able to.
She lives in Kansas City.
They
barely have laser pointers over there. Are you kidding? It's new. They're still using the stick to point. That's considering a relatively new breakthrough, the stick.
I was just in Kansas City last week.
Oh,
it's a beautiful
place.
Spanking clean.
Spanking clean.
Did you notice the strange stench in the air?
No. Why?
This is a horrible place.
Really? All right, move out of there. Move to a city that has a laser.
I just started
Karen,
a PhD program.
Karen,
I can't go.
Karen, listen
Jesus,
to me.
Karen, what are you getting your PhD in?
Clinical psychology.
Now you know that there's got to be more to this sort of aversion to relationships than just the body.
Well,
I know.
All right, you got to work on that. This you're using this hair as an excuse. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so a couple things. First off, the really weird dudes who are into this.
I don't want those guys.
So you might get lucky, find one of those guys.
No.
Number two, you could do like the waxing thing and then hit it with that, because I get the neck rash because I have a beard of a black man. I do. I have a curly beard that grows in many directions, and it's coarse. It's like a lamb's hair, like the Bible. Like the Bible said. So here's the thing. You can get this. What's that stuff I use, Drew? It works pretty good. It's called Ten Skin.
Yeah.
You writing this down?
Ten Skin.
Yeah, T-E-N-D and then skin.
Yeah, that would work for her.
And you just put it on a cotton ball and rub it on your belly after you do your waxing.
Uh-huh.
And they won't get ingrown. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I said, do that.
Okay.
Call us back and tell us how it went.
And she gets the award for like the smartest, most delightful caller of the month.
You do. You know?
Yeah,
we like her too.
Yeah.
You
know.
That means a lot. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, but Karen,
go have a relationship.
Don't take
it's
this the wrong way, but next time you call, sound a little blacker so we know who it is.
You know
what?
Because
it's confusing. Yes.
Tell him.
I'm a little less Jewish and a little less trashy.
I'm not Jewish.
You sure?
I'm positive. I wish there was some goddamn Jew in my crappy family. Be a couple of nickels to rub together. Someone to go to college. Yeah. I've said it many times. Ever since I got on the radio, I became a comedian and started complaining. Now I'm Jewish. Believe me, when I was swinging a hammer, the whole Jew thing was never brought up. There's not one Jew who built. Christ was the last Jew to pick up a hammer.
And look what happened. He threw it down very quickly.
You see what they did? See what the Goyim did? All right. Let's take ourselves a little break. Cheap Trick here tonight?
Yeah.
The black's going right for the Jews. You see that? Did you notice that? Pow. Quick Jew jab. Right there.
Oh, no, you didn't.
All right. Well, no, listen, I didn't mean it in an offensive way, but it's like I got a picture of everyone who's calling, and I was not picturing someone who's black. That's all I'm saying. Let's black it up a little bit.
Oh,
so we know.
No, you didn't. All right.
I would like everyone to meet a preconceived stereotype, all right?
So you know who you're talking to.
Yeah, this goes for dizzy blondes, too. It's not just all about skin color, although that's most of it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Cheap Trick in the hizzy, yes, Drew?
For Chizzy.
And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. Oh, yeah. That's Dr. Drew, Adam Carolla, Cheap Trick in the studio tonight. Just talking to Robin about staying in a hotel for an extended period of time, like moving into a hotel for a year. And I'm adding that to my list of things I'd like to accomplish in my lifetime. So at the end of your life, you sort of look back on it and you think, and here's what I'm saying. It's like I want to have my hands registered somewhere.
As a weapon.
In a smallish town. But in that town, when we pass through, let it be known that
you're registered.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it takes to do. I don't know if you have to, like, tear a phone book in half. Yeah, I'm going to have to work on that. I'd like to be thrown out of a casino for winning, counting cards, gambling. That would be a nice thing to have on your resume. A reason to dive into a body of water with a knife in my mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's one. Actually, you put that knife into the mouth and
then
dive in.
But you have to have a reason
in.
To do it. Like, need to
yeah, I can't just go out and do this stuff and check it off the list. There's got to be something.
Does that have to be a sharp knife?
It's unclear.
He has to cut something with it eventually.
I need my hands free.
There has to be like a shark attacking somebody.
Shark, alligator.
Maybe a gator.
Somebody caught
gator,
in a rope.
Gator. Whatever it is, I'm going into the water with
the knife
in the mouth, across the dagger, across the mouth.
And there has to be somebody to document it by watching it or something.
That's Drew.
Now I'm adding stay in a hotel for extent. Move into a hotel. So later in life, I used to live there. You lived in a hotel? I did it for about a year. You know what I mean? Just, it makes you sound, I mean, how much more interesting would you sound talking to your grandkids? That's what I'm saying. I'd like to have a cape removed from me, which is I come out on stage, I stop, and my second or squire comes out and I do this where I sort of put my hand out, and the cape is then removed for me. Possibly hand him a cane. I'm not sure.
The cape is the key.
The cape is this, because they got to reach around the front of you and untie it and remove the cape while you just sort of stand there posing. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm not sure what reason I would need to do that, but it'd be great to have a job where cape removal was an integral part of it.
Excellent. Sort of like the King of Soul.
Yeah, he does that. Yeah.
But you got to be careful there because You either do it like him, or it's a Rick Wakeman type of thing.
Yeah, it could get sad. I'm gonna have to work that out.
How about a poncho just pulled over your head?
That's the poor. That's the one.
It needs to be a red silk lining.
It's black cape that's lined with
red silk. Yeah, it needs to be red silk.
You can get a poncho made like that.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but see, poncho's like a cape that's bi or something because it works on both. You flip, you know. How do you figure out what this should be the name of the next book you write, Drew? How do you know the front of the poncho? You know what I mean? How do you know when a poncho's on backwards? It's the ultimate drunk wear. It was a garment made for people that are too drunk to get dressed.
Yeah, it can't be upside down and it can't be on backwards.
Yeah, you really can't screw the poncho up. Once in a while, you put your arm through the neck hole, but that's the worst you could do. You think about that, Drew?
Yes, often.
Okay, let's. Jessica.
Yeah.
You're 20.
Yes.
What's up?
Okay. Who's this?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just wanted to, because I got the book the other day.
Drew's
and
book.
And I really, 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 really like it. And I have never in my whole entire life read a book outside of school.
Wow.
So I'm like, I got really, I don't know, something told me I had to go buy it. And I actually paid, $27 for it.
Wow. That's
and
expensive.
And now I'm like, yeah, I haven't true. Even, once I start reading it, I can't even put it down besides the fact that I have two kids. That's hard, you know?
So they're going hungry because you...
No, not even that.
Okay.
Just leave it home alone.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Jessica. That means a lot to me.
I mean, for real, I'm an addict. I do speed.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been, for 7 years.
And using or in recovery?
Using.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And, so you're a heroin addict.
True.
Not heroin.
No, speed.
Speed, yes.
Yeah, you're still doing the speed.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm tired of it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Can you stop having kids?
Yeah, I can.
Can you get some sobriety going on behalf of your kids?
I do when I'm pregnant. I could just stop. I don't know.
No, but don't you get a sense from reading my book about how the sobriety process
works?
Yeah,
I'm just dry right now. I'm not even.
All right. Well, get into a program. Go to NA. Get a sponsor. Do that work that I talk so much about in the book, that all the characters that I describe in the book are going through a process in recovery, and you got to sort of be like them.
All right, we got to squeeze this in because somebody, and man, I think I'm old, somebody's 16, grade 16, said his dad grew up with me.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't want to say his name over the air, but...
Say his name so I'll know who he is.
Okay, his name's Brian.
Oh!
What?
I don't know.
No,
Brian who?
One time when his mom wouldn't take you to a skate park, and you went up and shoved your ass in her face, and then she took you.
What?
Nah, that could have been me. What's Brian's last name?
Should I say it over the air?
Yes.
Wood?
No. Oh, yeah, I know Brian Wood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember him. Yeah. So what, he's your friend's dad?
Yeah.
How old's your friend?
16.
Oh, Adam, you are old. You are old.
Yeah.
Brian knew you when he was 16.
Brian knew me when he was 12.
Woo.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Greg, is that it?
That's it. It's Adam, you're God.
Thank you.
Whatever.
One day, God willing, your children will be calling the show talking about me shoving my ass in someone's face. We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back. That's the show. I want to thank Robin and Tom for coming in here and being great guests tonight. Always look forward to meeting you guys. And
he has been very excited.
Yeah,
really.
We were excited coming on too.
Oh, good. Well, good.
We like your show, and you guys keep up the good work.
Well, you guys come back anytime you like.
All
special
right.
One, name of the CD. That is a Cheap Trick, of course. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Why don't you sing for us?
This has been Loveline.
The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.